Acts chapter 7, verse 55. But Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Whose story are you living in? Accused of blasphemy, Stephen told the story that he was living in. It was the same story he demonstrates that Abraham and Moses had lived in. The Jews that he addressed relished. They claimed that story as their very own. But it turned out that they were on the wrong side of that story. So you see, the question isn't whether you have a story or even live in some story. The question is, whose story are you living in? Stephen humbly led the crowd on a tour of Israel's history that they claimed as their own. But he demonstrates it's a story of idolatry, betrayal, murder, bondage, rejecting the Lord, golden calves, resisting the Holy Spirit, persecuting God's own prophets until they finally murdered God's own son. The crowd was so angry at Stephen for turning their story against them that they gnashed their teeth at him. Yeah. And yet, trying to claim their story back as their own, they proved that they were still on the wrong side of that story. Because trying to cover up their rebellion, they stoned Stephen. How often do we try to cover up our failures? Cover up our lack of eagerness to listen to Jesus' word? Cover up our unwillingness to joyfully do Jesus' will? How many other sins have we covered up? Perhaps we cover them up also by trying to say, hey, it's my story that I'm living in. I have the right to color it any way I want to. But is that then revealing that we are on the wrong side of the story? Not living in Jesus' story? The story Stephen was living in revealed that despite Israel's godlessness, the Lord had still come to tell Abraham, Moses, Israel, and you about his story of Jesus coming to be your substitute, carrying away your sin and death for you. And yet it was just when he showed them that the only story that can save belongs to Jesus that they stoned him. What pride dwells in us when we think it's all about my story? What selfishness is dwelling within us when our sin is revealed and our natural reaction is to cover it up, blaming others? But it is Stephen who saw Jesus. Stephen, who was indeed living in Jesus' story, forgiving the very people that were stoning him. Stephen, who was then lifted up on high to live with Jesus, clothed in his own sparkling raiment, the righteousness of Jesus given to you and me as he lived as our substitute. It's not enough that we have my story, or even that we know about Jesus' story. We need to live in Jesus' story. So whose story are you living in? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 344. 344.